It doesn't matter if I'm trying to do this or I'm not trying to do this. All of us are sinners. That's why God gave the law. The law that's talking about sin is not supposed to be taught or used when you're talking to people who are born again. It's only supposed to be used to people who are not born again. And the Bible says in Hebrews 10 chapter, when you change priesthood, there is of necessity a change, say also of the law. So Jesus came, another whole priesthood. Listen, where nothing was mentioned. In the Levitical priesthood, there was nothing mentioned about this priest that came from the law, from the Melchizedek priesthood. When God raised Jesus from the dead, God sent, pointed a scepter to Jesus and said, thou art a priest forever after the Melchizedek order. Changed priesthood, didn't he? He didn't say the Levitical order. He said a Melchizedek order. So it's a different priest, different priesthood. Got to have another law. So that other law's still good, but all that stuff has vanished away. Trying to get there, vanished away. Trying to get God to want to bless you, vanished away. A slave trying to get to heaven, vanished away. Trying to get God to bless you, vanished away. Now we're not under another priesthood. Melchizedek order. Now you remember, read that Hebrews 1. You back in Hebrews 1? God in sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past. What? In time past. Say in time past. In time past, he spake unto the fathers, talking about the people in the Old Testament, by what? By talking to the prophets. Because nobody was saved. Nobody was born again. Moses wasn't born again. Levi wasn't born again. Nobody was born again in the Old Testament. Ezekiel wasn't born again. Daniel wasn't born again. All of them were sinners. But they were prophets. They had the Holy Ghost on them. And they had to wait until the Spirit of God moved. And then they start talking and didn't even know what they were talking about. They would search their own prophecies and try to find out, who is this we talking about? They was talking about you. When Jesus comes in you. They said, what is going to happen? It was not unveiled until God raised Jesus from the dead. He had to get a sinner named Paul saved and reveal it to him. He said, now write some epistles for those saved people so they'll know really what happened. Because it was hidden until God could reveal it. They didn't know what they were prophesying about. They would search their own prophecies. They said, what is this glory that's going to show up in people? They was talking about you. So he changed priesthoods. Now you remember, read it again. God, in sundry times, in time past, in diverse manners, spake in time past unto the fathers by what? The prophets, by talking to the prophets who were not saved, but they were priests. And to God, whatever that priest is, that's what you are. Listen, wherever that priest is, that's where the people are. Whatever God's saying to the priest, that's what he's saying to the people. But God spake in time past by talking to prophets. Come on, read. Hath in these last days spoken to us by talking to Jesus. Because when God raised Jesus from the dead, he pointed his scepter toward Jesus, this born again man. Say, born again man. See, Jesus had to die after he became what you were. He went to hell so you wouldn't have to go there. And all your sins are removed. Come on, far to the distance, outside the camp. Don't bring up the flesh anymore. The body of those flesh, Jesus hung outside the camp. His blood himself was brought into the holy place. Not on the earth, but the real place. And he sat on the mercy seat. And God says, you are whatever the men are. Everybody who received you, they are going to be you.
The same words
that you use to describe whatever's on that mercy seat is the same words that describe you. Because Christ is in you now. And for me to build up a case that I'm trying to get there would be disgrace to the blood of Jesus. Galatians 2. All right, Galatians 2. Look at the 18th verse. Ready? Like, for if I build again. See, if I go back and try to get there. If I go back and get entangled trying to get there, I am forfeiting what the blood has already done for me. I've got to train my mind. I got to renew my conscience so that I can have a consciousness to think like the Bible thinks. If I don't renew my mind, it's just like I'm not born again. I can be a king and be an ignorant king, walking when I'm supposed to be riding on a horse. Solomon said, I've seen kings walking on the ground while other people riding on. He said, it ought not to be so. It ought not to be that you are a king and a son of the God, of son of God in the kingdom of God, trying to get to the kingdom, trying to go somewhere, trying to fly away. When God said he's already delivered you into the kingdom and you are in a jurisdiction of heaven right now. You don't have to be in that place with God as long as you are in a jurisdiction of heaven. And it'll work on earth just like it will in heaven. So you're not trying to fly away. You don't supposed to live in heaven the rest of your life. Even if you go to heaven, it's going to be a short stay. But when the trump sound, God, Jesus, and everybody, Jesus and all the saints going to come down, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. God wants you on the earth reigning. God wants you on the earth reigning. God don't want you in heaven reigning. He's reigning in heaven. He wants you to make sure his will is done on earth like it is in heaven. That's why you are a son of God, to make sure his will get done. You are what Jesus was, a son. He was the only one. But it behooved him to be made just like his brethren so that he can become sin, so that he can take everybody to hell and bring everybody up to heaven on that mercy seat. He died so you can live on this earth like he did on the earth. He was the only one. Now he's the firstborn among many brethren. It's a disgrace to try to get somewhere when God already have you sitting in that seat. It's a disgrace to the blood of Jesus. It's slapping Jesus in the face for to not accept that righteousness. 18th verse. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I make my own self a transgressor. Wait a minute. Transgressing what? This new law. You are in the law that says you are of God. See, that's the law of Melchizedek priesthood. That's the law that Jesus is a high priest according to the Melchizedek order. And so this is the new law. He's not under the same law. He was under it. He had to be under this law so he can die, so you could be dead and bring us all the way over here under this other law. And if you're over in this new law that's describing life in Christ Jesus, and you transgress that law and start trying to get there because you're paying more attention to your conduct than you are what God said. You're saying, God, you didn't get it from me. I got to work out. I got to do this myself. God says, okay, you transgressing the law that I've my blood shed for you. You're going to stay over here and slap me in the face? Jesus could have stayed in heaven. Come on, say, humble yourself. Come on, humble yourself. God resists the proud. He said, if you can do it, you do it. But if you want to receive what I've done, I'll give you grace. God resists the proud, but God gives grace to somebody who humble themselves under the mighty hand of God and let God raise you up. You have to suffer the resistance of believing that something's wrong with you
and not pay attention to your flesh, but focus on the Christ that's in you. And he said, if you keep looking in his face, you will be changed from glory to glory by his spirit. You got to keep your eyes on what God is looking at and let that power manifest. They that have entered into his rest, you cease from trying to get there. And you just be led by what God is leading you to do. And he will lead you to do what nobody but God can do. And you'll heal the sick. You will raise the dead. You will give sight to the blind. And when people try to put that on you, you say, no, that was God in me. But he used my hands. Somebody got to represent God. Now those people in the Old Testament, everybody, all of them died not having even received what God said he was going to do for men. And see, without you, they would not have been perfect. But the question is, what you going to do? You going to stay with your religion? Or you going to go on into the kingdom? But the Bible says God has already delivered you from the power of darkness. He's already translated you into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we got our redemption through his blood. Even the forgiveness, the canceling of sin, who is the image of the invisible God. That means that you, the invisible part of you, the real you, your spirit that's inside of your body, while you're walking around in a body that didn't get changed, the invisible part of you, the real you, the part that's going to go to heaven, the real you is in the express image of the Son of God. And you are exactly in the express image of God right now. And if you can believe it, God will start talking to you. And he'll start telling you to do what nobody but God can do. And when you do it, God will do it. God will do whatever he tells you to do. He just needs a body. Somebody say, God, I yield my body and I have my mind renewed. So somebody can see what was on God's mind. I got to prove this is the will of God for a man walking around in a body to have God in him. These signs shall follow them that believe that Jesus actually did die and cancel sin, and that God actually raised him from the dead without any sin, and that they have really received him in that place where sin used to be. Signs will follow them. One of the signs is they'll talk differently. They won't still talk like a sinner trying to get saved. They'll talk like they are delivered from the power of darkness. They'll start saying that the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. They'll start saying, I am of God. And greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. They won't start saying, you know, I got to. No, they'll start saying, I don't make mistakes. Some things I do turn out not to be right, but I don't go around making mistakes. You got to start changing your mind. You got to spend time in a room and not spend time listening to religious folks trying to put you in bondage. Have you all the rest of your life trying to go somewhere and fly away? But the Bible says that the record is God has already given us eternal life. And this life is in his son. Now those people who died, some of those people, they wouldn't even accept deliverance. They consider, this world ain't even worthy of me. Y'all gonna saw me in half. Some of them got sawn in half, cut in half. Some of them was threatened, tempted with swords. Some of them, they went on and used their faith in their covenant with Abraham,
that God had given Abraham, and they would get something like jawbone of an ass, because they had a right to win. And they defeat armies with just a jawbone of an ass. One guy just got a slingshot and a few rocks and threw it at a giant. And God, you know, as soon as he left his hand, you know, God took over that rock. Killed the giant. Some of them conquered kingdoms just by their confidence in God. Some guys, they just decided, they boldly declared, "My God will deliver me out of your hand, okay?" And they just went on in the fire. And the fire didn't even burn the hair. That was deliverance, wasn't it? And none of those guys were born again. They just had a covenant that God made with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and they passed that covenant on down. They had faith in that blood of those animals. Somebody say, how much more? Shed the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit purge your conscience from trying to get there to worshiping God, because it has happened now. Serving the living God. How much more shall this blood of Jesus, who through the eternal spirit offered himself, not just his red blood, his spirit was offered. How much more shall that blood purge your conscience from trying to get there all your life to serving the living God? You serve God with gladness. See, you worship God with gladness in the spirit. If you're going to worship him in the flesh, it's a lot of hard work trying to worship God in the flesh. But how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself, purge our conscience? See, we're not people walking around thinking sin is in me and the blood is covering me. No, that's Old Testament thinking. That's called atonement. Old Testament word for that is called atonement. But we have the atonement. Now, it's one time in the New Testament that the word atonement was mentioned. That's in Romans 5th chapter. He said, we got the atonement. That means our atonement is not just covering it up. Ours eradicated sin. He took it away. Okay, what you turn to? Galatians 2:18. Ready to read. But if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. Read. For I through the law. Say it again. I through the law. Look at me. We gotta go close. I through the law means I am legally dead to everything that law that's talking about sin is saying to people. When he said, I through the law am dead to the law, that means I'm not struggling with it. I'm out of there. I died on that cross when Jesus died. It didn't take but one man dying. Look at me. How many people did it take to die for everybody to be dead? Adam. How many people did it take to die for every sinner to be dead to that law? And once time he died, he already went to hell, didn't he? So that's through. Don't bring it up anymore. Keep the body of that sacrifice outside the camp. God does not want to hear about your flesh, because God already did something about your flesh. It hung on a tree outside the camp. The blood is all God's looking for. The body of those beasts whose blood was brought into the holy place, they were burned outside the camp. God don't want to hear about your flesh. All he wants you to come to him being glad about your evidence of what the truth is about you. And God will confirm that. God will confirm what he said is true about you. He's not interested in your flesh. Religion tried to make you interested in your flesh. God says, don't mind your flesh. He said, they that are after the flesh, they mind the flesh. They spend all their life trying to change their conduct and not doing anything with believing the right thing first. If you can renew your mind, the Spirit of God will deal with your conduct, and your conduct will not function. Your flesh will not function, because it functions off of words that's talking about sin. You cannot stop sin by trying to stop sinning. It just makes you frustrated and condemned and have to do it more. A person on cocaine cannot come off cocaine trying to by being in condemnation. The cocaine, they do it, they know they don't want to do it, and it make them more depressed and they want to do it more. The only way to come off cocaine is change your focus from trying to stop doing this to the reality that you are purged and that there is no sin in you. The power of God will make that lust and that pressure fall off of you, and you will not know when it left. If you have to, while you're using drugs, if you can focus on and talk with your mouth like you're already free, you'll lose your appetite for it. This is the last. I'm gonna let me read this. Ready? Let's go and get through this. Ready? Read. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, so that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, where? In the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, that's talking about sin, listen, then Christ is dead and he died for nothing. He didn't die for nothing in my life. What about you? Stand up to your feet. Raise your hands to the Father, if you will. And let's acknowledge, Christ died. Christ died. Say it again. Christ died after he was made to be what I was. Christ died.